Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's time for Your Home with Mike and Jill, a talk show about everything Long Island. And here are Mike McLean and Jill Conway McDowell.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this early Sunday morning. I'm Mike McLean.
And I'm Jill Conway McDowell. Thank you so much. I got to say, I've had a lot of coffee this early.
You feeling good?
I think I need a little bit more, but I'm juiced up today.
Yeah,
it's early. It's Sunday.
What's your week been like?
It's been a crazy week. What about you? I mean, real estate's hopping, and everybody's thinking about it. You know, inventory has been the lowest it's been. You know, 40% lower, but. Everyone's thinking, not everybody's doing.
Exactly. But I think, you know, we're starting to get into the early part of spring. People are getting that spring fever. You know, the weather's starting to change a little bit. And I think the concept of selling their home and capitalizing on it is definitely of a plus. You know, the phone's going to start ringing more. And I think that's going to be a lot better, too. And also, too, interest rates. What? They're starting to kind of go up a little bit. So that's telling a part of the story. So overall, I think real estate's in its good spot this year for sure. But, you know, we got someone to talk to us later about that more.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I had a listing. It went under contract very quickly. And we had a line out the door. I mean, a line out the door. People overbidding by major numbers on the price. So the buyer market is definitely there. It's just I feel bad for them that they're not having a hard time finding a house.
Yeah. You know, last night I go out to dinner with another realtor friend of mine. And we're talking about, you know, strategies and, you know, do we list too high? Do we list too low? How do you list in this market? And I said, go in, get the listing. That's most important. Get the listing, get it out there. At the end of the day, the buyer's going to dictate how much that home is worth and it's going to be sold. Hmm. And that's what's going to happen.
That's good advice. All right. So let's jump in now. We have two fabulous guests.
Yeah, I'm excited about this
show. Such stories to tell them. We're gonna rock your world with about your home today.
Rock your world.
We're going to rock.
Let's do this.
Yeah. All right.
With you, your leather jacket on this morning. I called
you. I do feel like a rock star, don't I? A radio rock star. I feel my leather.
These guests are looking at us like, wow, they're crazy.
It's funny. I do accents.
Yeah,
so
let's
I was
do
doing.
That
I won't show. Do it now, but I do all sorts of accents. I do like I've done English and Scottish, and I'm all over the road. Yeah, but it's fun. It's a good time. We'll do that later, maybe
Perfect.
In the next show.
Hey guys, don't forget. I know you're this morning. You're listening to us, and we of course give you kind thanks for that. But don't forget, if you have questions or if you're curious about the market, have questions for Jill and I. Don't forget. Go ahead and email us at yourhome@signaturepremier.com.
All right, so we're going to talk real estate. We're going to talk homes. We're going to talk design. And I think you're going to get a lot out of it, especially because I think if you are thinking of listing your house, this is going to be an invaluable conversation for you. I know a lot of people I've spoken to are looking to move south, too. And they're waiting, as you said, Mike, waiting a little bit to see what the market's going to do, but also waiting. They don't want, you know, they're moving at the end of the beginning of the summer and
right.
The kids get out of school. So, all right, so you, Peter Morris. Mike, you want to talk about
Peter
him?
Morris? So weeks back we met his work wife Kathy Viard, and Kathy Viard was we sat with her for a good amount of time. We talked to her because she was voted best broker on Long Island, which we thought was really interesting, just to be able to kind of share that time and talk with her. Well, today now we get to meet the founder of Signature Premier Properties. It's a Long Island based company that's growing. Peter Morris, we're so happy that you're here. Thank you.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Awesome.
And we also have another fabulous, fabulous signature stager. And her name is Deirdre. Deirdre Severin. Deirdre, say hello.
She's shaking her head.
She's shy. She doesn't. We just juiced her up with coffee, too. So she really.
Well, I think what's going to be cool with Deirdre is that, you know, so many people have questions about staging when they're talking about listing their home. What do I have to minus? What do I have to kind of get rid of? You know, what makes this home? What will make it appear better? What are the trends of the colors and all that fun stuff? So, Deirdre, I'm looking forward to talking with you too.
Same.
Cool.
I don't think people realize how important staging is either.
So important.
Yeah. It sells a house quicker.
100%.
And in this market, that's saying something. So, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. Let's just jump in then. All right.
Awesome.
So go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
No, Jill, you
no,
go.
No,
please.
You go. All right. So we'll start with Pete. So, Pete, I mean, first tell us, first talk about the market. What do you think the opinion
I've never seen anything like it.
In how many years would you say?
Especially the middle, lower end, middle market. Mm. The high end still not where we'd like to see it, but it's on fire.
It is on fire. How long do you think it's going to last? I hear everyone talking about this bubble that's going to burst, but it's very different than the bubble in the early 2000s. And
well, no one has a crystal ball, but my own opinion is all indications are it's going to continue to be a bull market.
Yeah.
I think 2021 will be up another 10-15%. I think it's going to be bidding wars all over the place. And we just need inventory. And I think you're right. I think a lot of people are moving south. A lot of people moving to Florida. I think that market's going to be up 20-25%.
Mm. Are we going to open an office there, Pete?
Oh, I don't know.
Palm Springs. I'm kind of tired. I'll go down and scout.
So Pete's going to hire us to head down to Florida and start up Signature.
Yeah, maybe. You never know. You never know. I never know what I'm doing. But I think
but the concept's working for you, though.
Yeah, it works. Never make a plan. Just see what happens. But 2022, I think the bubble might come. It has to.
Yeah.
Prices are getting out of control.
They are. People are overbidding. And then I was saying to Mike, sellers are asking for waivers, that it doesn't have to appraise when the buyer goes into contract. So it's getting an interesting conversation for sure.
Yeah. As the virus subsides and people start moving back to the cities and moving south, there's going to be more inventory, interest rates are going to climb. And yeah, I am a little worried about 2022, but 2021,
killed
I think
it.
It's going to be on fire.
I think that's kind of comforting to hear for the sellers that are thinking about selling, for the realtors that are, out there trying to create their vision of what this market year is going to be like. So that's kind of good news. 2022, we're not even there yet. We'll get there.
We'll
right?
see. We'll
right.
see.
So, let's ride this wave.
Yeah, for sure. I was just going to say, so Pete, you did something really special on Long Island. Back in, what year was it?
That I started Signature?
That you started Signature.
2007.
So 2007, you're sitting in an office, and correct me if I'm wrong, in Huntington.
Correct.
And you said, let's do this.
Well, I was actually building homes then. And I had a partner. His name was Stan Weisberg. We built a lot of homes all over Long Island. And he was worried. He said, the bubble's going to burst. And I thought he was crazy. And he was the smart one. He was right. He wanted to settle down. He wanted to cherry pick his lots, only do 2-3 lots a year instead of the 30 we were doing. So I took over the company, and I got hurt pretty bad. The market crashed. But, I still know the market's a function of price. So I just dropped all my prices, and I was able to get out, thankfully. But then, I had to look for new opportunities. I started as an agent, a coach right after college, back in 1991. Learned a lot from them, and just came back full circle.
Wow. And now what? I mean, now how many offices are in Signature?
Now we have 20 offices. We have 1,300 agents. We're the third largest company on Long Island. We're growing nice. And just try to fill it with good people. That's the secret.
Did you always think of being in real estate? I mean, I don't know how many people say, I'm going to be a real estate agent when I grow up. I mean, where did you see yourself going? Did you want to be like a rock star?
I had no idea what I wanted to do. I was a bum in college. Yeah. Frat boy.
Well, you turned out all right, Pete.
I was a frat boy. But no, my brother was in real estate. He was working a coach. So, my dad was in the music industry. So I thought maybe I'd do that until he told me he didn't want me because I had no musical background. He said, and it was the best thing he ever did for me because he told me, he said, Pete, it's got to be in your blood to be successful, and it's not in your blood. So my brother took me on, and we started working together, a coach, and then we went the path of development together. And then, like I said, I came back full circle. There was a broker, Barbara Wanamaker, who was a Coldwell banker, that was a very close friend of mine, and we kind of just started this venture together, grew it, as far as we could take it. And then Barbara went her own way, and Kathy Viard came on and took it to the next level.
You guys took it to the next level.
Yeah.
I credit her mostly because she's an animal.
But you guys really, work so awesome together.
Right.
I mean, I interact with them a lot, about certain fun things and whatnot. But, you guys are like the yin and yang, but yet you just equally match so well, And the relationship works. And from afar, I admire it, because you guys really have built something. And I know that I can quote it because you guys have said it. in this one particular video, I think I had said this when Kathy was on our show, you guys have this video that's running. It's sort of like, hey, we have something special. We're creating something special. You know, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we're very like-minded. And you know what's cool is we're friends. You know,
And my old partner
I was friends with too. But with Kathy, it's like we think the same. Our brains work the same. And
I
she makes it fun, and I couldn't do it without her.
That's awesome.
You know, she works a lot harder than I do. I still like to play a little golf and do a little fishing.
Let's bring in Deirdre right now because she's sitting laughing next to Deirdre.
Deirdre.
Hey. How, Deirdre, you started, let's, as a real estate agent, right?
I do currently have a real estate
agent. Oh, you still are.
And I will never give it up.
Yeah.
Looking at this bubble that we're all in, yes.
But so what did you want? Did you always have an eye on real estate?
I've always been a sales girl at heart. And I was one of those people that you were talking about earlier that everyone wants to be a real estate agent. I wanted to look at those big mansions and go on tours and see pretty wallpaper until you realize that it's not anything about that.
Right.
And I still have my license, so.
But you are a stager now. Now, what led you down that path? How did you become that? Because I feel like everyone thinks they can be a stager or a
designer.
Everyone
does think they're a stager, mm-hmm. and it's the hardest part of my job is everyone's like, oh, I can help you with that, or I want to work with you, or I want to work for you.
I would imagine that.
It's very difficult. How did I start? I can thank Peter Morris for that. So his construction company started, and I was a realtor, still am, and showed one of his properties. And I left his property that had been vacant for a while. It was a big high-end $5,000 rental. And he said, so do they like it? Did you rent it? It had been sitting. He was so anxious to rent it. And I said, who painted that foyer for you? Helen Keller? And that's how it started.
That's terrible.
And the relationship
officially friends.
Poor Helen.
Right now.
And he just said, you know, what would you have done? Why didn't they like it? I said, well, you have a lavender hallway and there's a white socket in the middle of a gray backsplash and, a green living room, beautiful stuff. I didn't think it went. And everyone said, well, did they like the space? I said, well, don't they have to like the colors? And one had nothing to do with the other. And then from there, it just started picking paint colors and products. Yeah. And
we used to stick with white.
Yeah. It was always OC12, white. Linen white. Let's just paint everything linen white.
Well, I think people underestimate the power of paint because that can kill a listing. I mean, I've had things where, you know, people walk in and be like, oh, that green paint. Oh, I can never see myself here. It's like, you can change the paint, you know. Everything's gray now. Everything's gray, white. And the black frame windows and all that stuff. But it's funny, you said something to me on the phone because we're talking about I want you to stage something for me. And you said, everybody goes to TJ Maxx or Marshall's and buys something.
Puts it in a home and then returns it 3 months later when the house sells.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
It gives me a bad name. I actually have a huge warehouse, a 5,000 square foot warehouse filled with furniture.
Oh, I'd love to come and just see it.
Yeah, right.
You can tour it. You can come take a tour.
So what's the color? I mean, what's the first thing you do when you walk into a house, you take...
Primarily for my staging business, and I do everything now that I don't say no to anything, but primarily what I do as a stager is I go into a vacant home and I stage it, the entire living space from head to toe. But I do sometimes go into a home and move people's furniture around or say you need to eliminate this. I suggest paint colors. I do all of it, but primarily my business is to go into a vacant property and make it look lived in and define the living space.
That's fabulous.
I was just going to say, I'm sitting here this morning and I'm thinking to myself, there's probably a lot of people at home right now where have the real estate buzz going on in this room. But there's probably a lot of people that are sitting home saying, wow, well, you know, I've been sitting in this home for 40 years, right? Where do I begin? You know, can I afford it as a stager? Or if I couldn't, what are the best tips that could be supplied to me to get my home besides call you, obviously, which will give everyone your contact information. But for those simple little tips, you got a home that's been there for 20, 30, 40 plus years. What are the first things that people should really consider about doing?
Right.
Sometimes it's really just a matter of, I don't want to say decluttering, but sometimes even just moving a space so you can walk the space. Sometimes people have their favorite chair that's right by the TV but happens to block the doorway or a visual backyard or a pool. Mm. So you can just kind of tell them where to place their things or sometimes just to go buy a new pillow or some pretty flowers. If you don't want to invest in staging, if the house is not vacant, there's a lot of little tips. If you don't want to invest in painting, you can literally just move a piece to another room, move it in the room, changes the entire room.
That's amazing.
What's the big colors now? Is it still gray? I mean, well, are we changing
that?
It
might be gray for me. I can't even look at gray anymore.
Are you tired of gray?
Oh. Gray. I know that gray is in. Actually, the color of the year is Aegean teal from Benjamin.
Yes.
Like
yeah.
Blue green. I just put it in a home in Lloyd Neck that we're new construction that Signature Properties is going to be putting out.
Oh, nice. But like a color of a big wall or just accents? Like
a big wall, big room. It's good to sometimes do like a neutral color, which can still be like a grayish, which is a gray beige. It's very popular. And then one room. I always still do one room of a color. You can stage with paint without furniture. If you have a vacant home, you don't want to put furniture in it by having one room, a blue dining room, a green living room.
Huh.
I love that.
Some nice little tips there.
Yeah.
I love that. Is that I used to have like loser burgundy and like that emerald
gold,
green
and gold drapes.
I used to have paneling.
I know, right?
That's very in.
All the right.
I love paneling.
No,
but
not the. Are you making fun of me?
No, I'm not. I paint it. I never take it out. I love paneling.
Well, then you could have it. You know, so you're like Joanna Gaines of Long Island, kind of, right? Like you are. Like you can paint. You can paint paneling and kind of make it like a shiplap kind of look.
Sure.
I love that shiplap look.
I love
do
it.
You like it too?
I do.
I'm going to pull up a picture.
But that's going to go out soon, I would think, right?
I don't think it ever goes out. It's kind of like heavy molding, paneling. As long as it's painted and it's in a room, I think it's cool. Adds a little drama.
I have a love affair with molding. I just, like a sick obsession
See, that's
with molding.
Beautiful.
I love
Thank
it.
Thank you. I just did it.
Well,
the
describe
carpet.
Us what we're looking at for the
listeners. I'm looking at a secret
my
photo.
Den, and, nice. You know, like I'm not really the best, you know, of certain things, but.
I need my glasses.
I had fun.
Oh, that's pretty.
I had fun doing it. I mean, well, I didn't do the.
Oh my god! You did shiplap.
I did the shiplap, but that's supposedly really in.
The it one.
What's that color wall? Gray or black?
It's a dark gray.
Nice.
But it's pretty.
Thank you. But that was one of the questions that I wanted to ask. You know, you go into a lot of the homes, and a lot of those kitchens are white because everyone loved the white kitchen for
classic.
Such a long time.
That's classic.
But then I started to see the trend, and correct me if I'm wrong, where it was sort of like all the white cabinets, but then you have like
a dark center island.
Yeah. Is that still in?
It's always going to be in. I think that's for the daring people. White is safe and classic, never going out. A center island, different colors. Definitely in and different. I see a lot of people doing black as a neutral color right now.
Wow.
I just did something daring in our own home. I did an entire black library with all white molding, and everyone said, black, what are you thinking?
Oh, my God.
But black is actually a very neutral color. It goes with everything. You can.
And that's your living room?
Yes.
Well, so
library.
What are the accent library. Colors, like gold or silver or something? Like,
actually,
or no?
Plum.
Teal?
Plum and gold.
Oh, wow. I want to see this. Oh, how
Our
nice.
House is OG'd.
Oh, I love that. Wow.
That's interesting.
Plum. I would never have thought that.
Staging is huge.
It is, right?
It is huge. I mean, it changed my career when I was building homes. When I met Deirdre and she staged a house for me, usually we would build a house, we'd frame it, we'd try to get a buyer, and nobody has any vision, including
nobody.
Myself.
Yeah, nobody.
Right? Very few people could actually visualize what a house is going to look like. So what we'd end up doing is we'd try to find a buyer. So desperately, we'd find that buyer, we'd end up selling it for less than it's worth because we had a buyer in hand. Then they would torture us all the way till the house was finished with change orders and this and that. And you know, people think developers want to make money on change orders. They don't.
Oh.
They don't. Everybody knows what something costs. Everyone knows what a slop sink costs to put in a laundry room.
Right.
And you can never make money on change orders. It's just to try to keep a customer happy. So I tried once. I said, you know what? Let's just build the house. I had Deirdre come in and stage it. And then we put it for sale and priced it right and had a bidding war. And it was like you sell it for more money. You're not dealing with the customer. And, you know, I started reading about staging a little bit, and it's true. They sell houses sell for like 6 to 10% more money in a third of the time.
Hmm.
So, like, if you're a seller and you have a house for $799 that's not selling and it's a vacant home, is it really going to make a difference to drop it to $789?
Right.
I don't think so. I think keep it at $799 and stage it, and it'll sell all day long, and you'll probably get a bidding war over $8. I think it's such an under-tapped thing right now. I really do. You look at other parts of the country, nobody lists a house without staging.
I know.
Mm.
I know.
So important.
It's awesome, though, because it's true. Nobody, how many buyers, it's like, I have no vision. Zero. I remember when I bought my house, I'm still in the same house, 20 years, because my husband refuses to move. Even though I see all these nice houses, and I'm like, oh, he's like, we're not moving. So, all right. He doesn't like change. All right. But so I outed my husband. He doesn't like change. But No, when we bought it,
I could work
it was
for you.
It was the worst. Yeah, right.
I was going to say, paint the living room black.
Oh, God, I love that. I was going to do one wall. I'm a big fan of navy blue, to be honest.
That's great.
But, you know, so anyway, so he said, he couldn't see it. It was the worst house on the best block. And I said, can't you see what this could be? And he's like, no. I know. I see everything wrong with it. And that's what buyers do when they come into a house sometimes. They just see the couch or the something. And it's like, but this house could be fantastic, you know, if you just take out the gross wallpaper or the foil wallpaper. Although wallpaper's back in
it's
now.
So in.
I love wallpaper.
Very
now.
In.
And those are the houses that are sitting right now. If they're right. done and finished and staged, it's bidding wars all day.
Right. Because no one wants to do work either.
No one wants to do work. No one has any vision, like you said.
Yeah. It's crazy.
There's a big, how do I say it? A big phrase of less is more. Is it a true statement?
I think so. Yeah. I think the hardest thing, people really don't have vision. So when they walk into a beautiful new construction, you can have all the moldings and the coffered ceilings and a spiral staircase, but without having furniture in there and defining the space, they'll walk out and say, well, there's nowhere to watch TV. There's nowhere to eat. And this giant, you know, kitchen, great room. Mm-hmm. So once you put a table and a TV in there and say, look, you can watch TV here and you can eat here and... Yeah. It makes a whole difference.
The frustrating thing for Deirdre is everybody's always moving her furniture around because everybody wants to be a stager, like you said.
Oh, gosh.
I was just actually
Well, we all think we can.
My new service is I'm going to just drop off furniture and have everyone else set it up for me.
And how many type versions would you get, right? And be like, what are we looking at here?
Yes.
I was just going to say that must be frustrating because everyone knows how to be a stager.
Exactly.
Yeah. But what is the biggest misconception? I don't want to say misconception, but like what is the biggest,
mistake?
Mistake people can make. Yeah. Thank you, Jill.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going. So.
I just lost the word in my mind. They're recasting. No, but like what is the challenging part?
Oh,
the challenging part to when it comes to your job when working with someone. I'm not talking about maybe their personality per se, but, you know, with specific home.
It's very hard when the homeowner is there or even the realtor because everyone does say, oh, you're bringing in those blue pillows like you did last time and the beachy stuff when you're in an apartment nowhere near the beach. And I always say, well, I'm not doing that this time. And it is a little bit of design. It's a lot of design, but staging is more defining the living space. So if I was designing a home, like there's rules that you're supposed to use a 5x7 rug to not showcase my rug, but to showcase the beautiful floors in the home.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's like, oh, that's a small rug. And why aren't, you know, I don't want everyone looking at my rugs. I want them to look at the floor and how big the living space is.
Nice tip.
So you're not supposed to put things in the corners of the room. I kind of break the rules a little bit depending on that.
I love this.
So it's not really decorating. It is decorating, but it's more staging. It's just saying, here's your living room. Here's where you watch the TV, even though that's obvious to most.
Is it obvious?
It's a little bit of design, but it's mostly just really saying, here's where you do this.
I would imagine. So you got two homes right next to each other, two different realtors listing the properties. You as a designer, you probably go in, tour the home, view it, walk out of that, go into the next one, do the same exact thing. But you're going to have a completely different profile for each different home,
Different.
And so it's sort of like, you know, as you're sitting at home right now and saying, hey, I'm thinking about selling, sure, finding that realtor that you can trust, that realtor that's going to be able to give you the information that you need, the knowledge, the value, the expertise that you really can't find from anyone else. Same thing with the stager too. You know, we'll give you Deidre's contact information so that, you know, you bring her in and you can see the value of what she does and how she does it so well.
Mm. Yeah. No, I would think realtors, I mean, let's be honest, we're realtors. We're all realtors here. But some realtors can be extremely annoying. I mean, they're not all fabulous like us. So that's got to be a challenge, too, dealing with them.
Realtors are annoying?
Right?
Come on.
No, I always said I never liked realtors, and then I became one. And then I vowed to be different, right? And we've talked about that too, Deirdre. Some realtors are, you know, not easy to deal with.
I'm lucky now I get to bow out of that and say, oh, I'm a stager. I'm not a realtor. It depends on my I can switch caps.
But you could still hang out with the realtors and go to the big parties and have fun. You know, speaking of such Signature is a special company, right? I remember eyeing it from afar when I was at that other company. And I was like, you know, there's just something different about this. You know, there's no corporateness to this. There's no rules per se, you know. And Pete, you and Kathy really brought something alive to the company. You made it special, you know, and for that, you know, you guys are constantly thinking, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do next. You know, one week it was, you know, the admins were taken care of with a lunch. Then, you know, a week after that, now all the agents are welcomed to a lunch. That, you know, to me, that's special. A lot of companies don't do that. You guys truly care. I think that's the operative word.
You know? Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. You know, it's been a little challenging the last year during the pandemic because we really did build our company on culture. You know, culture is very important to us. And, you know, we got as far as we can get with culture that we said, you know, now we got to get the tools of the big boys. So now I think the sweet spot is now we have the tools of the big boys, but, you know, the culture of a mom and pop. And, you know, we just try to fill it with good quality people. And if you're a cancer, we don't want you. You know, we just want positivity.
I love that. We'll talk about that. I think we can talk about that too the next half hour, the next week's show, because that's a huge part of your company, and that's what I drew me into. I love that. Just, you know, keep out the trash. You know, like move them out.
Move on,
and the toxic people that really can take down a whole office.
One cancer can take down a whole office.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It could get in other people's ears. You know, everybody makes mistakes. We make mistakes all the time. Who needs somebody whispering in somebody's ear time you make a mistake?
Right.
Jill and I are always famous about talking on the show and just, you know, through our friendship about how, you know, we're here to help each other. We're here to build each other, to feel good. And, you know, and it's like you don't want to be around that energy. It's not needed. It's not wanted. You know, I mean, we talk about it.
All the time.
You know,
it's funny. I was just in Long Island City the other day, and Signature's name is among the big boys. They're talking. They've noticed, and they know what they notice what we're doing. So I think that's pretty amazing. They're like, oh, I've heard of that company. And we're talking Brooklyn, you know, Staten Island, Queens, the city. They're all they've taken notice.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. Because whenever anybody asks me what I do for a living, I say, you know, I'm an owner of a small little real estate company on Long Island, and they say, oh, what's the name? I go Signature. They say, that's not so small.
Not so small
it's
anymore.
It's hard to believe.
That's awesome. I'm sure it's backed with a good feeling for you, you know?
Yeah, I know. It is. All right, so we're going to continue this conversation, right?
You guys will come back?
Absolutely.
Next Sunday, hang out with us?
Sure.
That's awesome.
Bright and early.
Hey, and don't forget, if you guys are at home, you know, email us your comments or email us your questions for Deirdre and Peter, and we can talk and continue our conversation about the market. Our email address is yourhome@signaturepremier.com. And we sure do hope that you guys have a great week ahead.
Yeah, and definitely. And find us on Facebook. You're Home with Mike and Jill. We have a Facebook page. We take your comments and your messages. Just give us, you know, it is a busy season for us. Just give us some time to get back to you. But please like our page and download our podcast on iTunes. And if you want to keep hearing Deirdre's fabulous tips, so write it down. Because I've already written down a 5x7.
What are you just saying that to?
All right. Take care. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful week, everybody.
Thanks for having us, Jill and Mike.
Thank you.
What if the key to reversing aging is hidden in a golden retriever's DNA? Could chaos theory help economists forecast the future of the economy? Have psychologists actually cracked the science of happiness? If any of those questions grabbed your attention, then you have to check out Big Brains, a podcast that doesn't just explain the latest breakthroughs, it introduces you to the people who are achieving them. This isn't pop science dressed up with clickbait. It's The Real Deal, produced by the University of Chicago, a global leader in academic research with leading scholars, not influencers. These are real ideas and insights from real experts made accessible to everyone. If you're craving depth, clarity, and knowledge that lingers long after the episode ends, then tune in to Big Brains. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or find us at bigbrainspodcast.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.